One has to concern himself with living the life that Christ Jesus wishes him to live. When we come into Christ Jesus by faith moving us to be immersed into Christ, Romans 6, 1 through 6. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that have died to sin live any longer therein? Thus the words of Paul tell us that it's not necessary for us to consider any more living in a way of wrongdoing. What can we do with our sins now that are committed? Fortunately, 1 John chapter 1 and at verse 9 tells us a very comforting set of words. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Notice these people of 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 are told to confess their sins. God is faithful and just to forgive them and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Whom are these people? In 1 John chapter 1, go back to verse 2. Read verses 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and note, these are people that are already in the fellowship of the Father and the Son. That fellowship that's described in Galatians 3 at 26. The fellowship described by Paul in Romans 6, 1 through 6. The fellowship described as we are in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 1 and verse 7. We find ourselves having this wonderful privilege that as we recognize our wrongdoings, our weaknesses, our mistakes, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is what Simon did when he sinned, coming into the Lord by being baptized into Christ in Acts chapter 8. He desired to buy the power of the apostleship. He was told his heart was not right with God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God that the thought and intent of your heart may be forgiven you. Acts 8, verse 22. Simon asked Simon Peter to pray for him that none of these things you've spoken may come upon me. This man wanted to be faithful to God once again, not being told to go back and re-immersed into Christ, not being told to go back and to find himself confessing faith in the Lord once again. He still had that faith in the Lord. He was in Christ, thus in fellowship with the Father and the Son. And he had the privilege to confess his wrongs, and the Lord is faithful and just to forgive him and to cleanse him from all unrighteousness. The same thing is true for you and me. If we come into Christ, we have a wonderful blessing in fellowship with the Father and the Son to make right our lives on a daily basis. 1 John 1 and verse 9.